This is South Carolina Public Radio. I'm Reagan Knight. 1 year ago this week, a South Carolina mother lost her son, who is fighting for Ukraine in its war with Russia. Almost immediately after, she almost lost access to every online memory of him, and then lost thousands of dollars she'd saved to memorialize him after her identity was stolen. Scott Morgan has this story of loss and hope 1 year later.
So this is him in one of the Marine balls that he went to. So, oh, that's a old picture.
I'd like you to meet Dawn Team, who's showing me some pictures of her son, Colin, on her phone. Most of them are pictures of Colin in uniform, but not this one of him at seven.
I look back at pictures like that, and I'm like, he followed exactly what he was destined to do. He followed his purpose in life.
There's a lot in that last thing Dawn just said. Actually, there's everything in that last thing Dawn just said. See, the photos are all she's got now, and she was days away from losing those forever, too.
He was always a happy kid, but when he joined the Marines, he was in his realm.
See, Colin grew up wanting more than anything else to join the Marine Corps, partly because he hated bullies and he wanted to do something about it. So he enlisted at 18 and served honorably. And when his enlistment was up, Colin, now in his early 20s, was unfulfilled. His purpose in life, well, it just hadn't been met yet. So when he looked at Eastern Europe, he bristled at the sight of a major military power in Russia waging war against Europe's poorest nation in Ukraine. He saw a bully, so he decided to go to Ukraine to fight one.
I think every conversation before he left was, are you sure this is what you want to do? Because you do realize this is not just a mission that you're going to execute in the Marines. This is all-out war.
He was sure. Sure enough to pay his own way there.
To the point where he drained his account to buy his supplies and everything he needed to get over there.
When Colin called to tell her he was going to Ukraine, Dawn was on the way to work. She thought he was going to tell her that he was just going to stay in California, where he had been stationed by the Marine Corps. So to say that she was surprised by her son's plans after leaving the Marines is quite the understatement, even though she did already know about his compulsion to always do what he saw as the right thing to do.
He said, I'm able, I'm young, I don't have a family right now, and he said they need help. He said they're a country that would do it for us, and he said, I just feel led. I said, I think this is the dumbest thing I've ever heard out of your mouth, but I'm going to trust you. He just kept saying, I'll be fine, I'll be fine.
Over the course of 8 months, Colin fell in love with the people of Ukraine and often talked about them having a piece of his heart. He sent his mother photos and videos and texts that she drank and savored like good wine. Almost every one of those pictures is of Colin being playful with his comrades. And it wasn't so much that he was happy being involved in deadly combat, Dawn says. He just found it so meaningful to be fighting for what he found to be a noble cause.
And we stayed in contact a lot. He said when he got back from that mission, he'd be buying a plane ticket to come home for a little while. And he was really excited about that. I think he was about 3 or 4 weeks away from coming home.
Colin never made it home. He was killed while fighting on May 11th, 2024.
I don't know if it was his age or just the machine gunner Marine mentality. I don't know. Maybe he thought he was indestructible. But like he told me, he said, Mom, I knew it was a chance when I signed the dotted line for the Marines.
Colin had just turned 23, which isn't easy for his parents to take. But a question hangs over our conversation. Is there some kind of solace in knowing that a young man died for what he believed in?
For his dad, yeah. For me, it just sucks.